This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.
Well, I remember my grandfather preaching years and years ago now in the 30s about the Jews being told by God to go in and to the neighbouring country and slaughter men, women, children and animals and all that stuff. And him saying, actually, in the light of the New Testament, we know that God wouldn't do that.
Why?
It was a complete misinterpretation of what God is like. And he got thrown out of the church for that. Now, nowadays, that would be seen, certainly in the people and in the churches that I visit, to be a very ordinary interpretation, a very natural interpretation, because we know from Jesus that God doesn't treat people like that.
But then we know that there's a different God than the Old Testament.
No. What I'm saying is, I think, is that God reveals himself and has revealed himself, not just at one point, but continues to reveal himself. And there are shining lights in the Old Testament, which are clearly the Word of God. Clearly the Word of God. God doesn't want sacrifice. He wants a humble and contrite heart.
And it says that in the Old Testament. But are you saying that?
No, I don't think it's wrong history. I think it's wrong interpretation of God's will and God's word.
These are quite explicit statements. When you read Joshua, he did ask, and when they didn't, they suffered. They had to kill the livestock and whatever in some cases.
But that was their interpretation, you see, of God, who we know is not like that. We know through Christ he doesn't do that. He doesn't operate that way. In fact, he operates far. He did. Well, I mean, that's your view. But there was
a reason for that. And it wasn't anything to do with human rights the way that we'd see it now. It was a case of then the Jews had to be separate from other nations. The fact that they didn't always kill people meant that other religions came in.
It seems to me we have to look at the Old Testament through the light of the New Testament, through the light of the teachings of Jesus. When Jesus says,
when you say it seems to me, where did you get that idea?
Because Jesus.
But that's your opinion. That's human reason, isn't it?
Let's try and see if we can agree on. Is Jesus the Word of God?
Yeah.
Yes. Is he as closest to God as we can get?
Well, he is God.
Yeah. He's part of the Trinity. So when he says, no one comes to the kingdom but by me, he's right, isn't it? Mm.
Yeah.
So if he says, my kingdom is not going to be won by the sword, is he right or is he wrong?
He's right at that point in history, yes.
Oh, right. So he's not right, generally speaking.
It's split into, different time. We didn't have available the Holy Spirit in the Old Testament, or occasionally.
What Jesus is doing is talking about the nature of God. Okay, the nature of God. The nature of God is not, doesn't go into neighbouring countries, however bad they are, and slaughter men, women, children, animals. It doesn't do that. What about the story of Noah then?
Do you believe there was no flood?
You have to interpret that through the story of Jesus.
Noah was the only family. It's the same thing. Sodom and Gomorrah, whole cities were destroyed, men, women, children.
Exactly, but not through God.
You don't believe any of those stories?
I do, but it wasn't God's will.
God did it.
That was there. That was the Jews' interpretation of the way God spoke.
Where do you get that view from? Is it from your human?
I get it from the life of Jesus. What does he talk? What does he? What is the gospel mean?
Once he came down and became a human being.
This is God Talk from Saffron Planet.